All right, everybody. So the New York Times has got their hands on a document that is supposedly a summary of the draft Republican stimulus legislation as it existed late this past week. This is subject to change, of course, but I will show you this document later on in this video as tell you what it says about stimulus checks and unemployment and other things that we're expecting to see in the bill. But first of all, if you could like this video with a big thumbs up below, I would really appreciate it because it would help immensely with the YouTube algorithm. Thank you so much for doing that. All right, before we get into that document that the Times got a hold of, let's briefly talk about Mitch McConnell and the GOP senator. So yesterday I told you how GOP senators had a luncheon a couple days ago where the conversation was dominated not by brainstorming how we can get the next stimulus bill passed in as little time as possible or what the nation is going to do about its millions unemployed now that the FPUC has expired. No, what did they talk about? They talked about alligator soup and the flora and fauna of the state of Louisiana. That's what they talked about, folks, in the senator's own words. Watch the video yesterday if you missed that. Well, yesterday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said that he would like to negotiate the Republican stimulus package with the Democrats in the next few weeks, folks. He said this in his home state of Kentucky on Friday. Hopefully, we can come together behind some package we can agree on in the next few weeks. Not days. He did not say days. He said weeks. Now, I fully believe that negotiations with Democrats will start this coming week, assuming that Republicans are able to release their package on Monday, like Mitch said earlier this week. But the aggravating thing about Mitch's statement is just the lack of urgency in his choice of words, the lack of urgency in his language. It's cold and distant and seems to be unaware of the struggles of everyday Americans, anybody who's not a multi-millionaire politician. That said, what's one positive implication of McConnell saying that hopefully Republicans and Democrats will agree on a package in the next few weeks? Well, the implication here is that McConnell might be willing to cancel or postpone the Senate recess that is scheduled to begin 2 weeks from today for the sake of stimulus. I mean, he said in the next few weeks, right? He hasn't said that he'd be willing to postpone that recess, but that's just my read on this. You know, it's just speculation, but, you know, I think that's one positive thing, a little silver lining we could get out of the Senate Majority Leader's statement. All right, moving on from Mitch to the stimulus package as a whole. It looks like the New York Times has supposedly obtained a summary of the Republican bill, but of course, because Republicans haven't actually released a bill yet, anything is subject to change at this point. Okay, this document that the New York Times published is the most comprehensive, detailed document summarizing the Republican legislation so far. Is it accurate is a different question, and it could very well have been accurate as of this week, but things could still change between now, Saturday, and Monday when Republicans roll out their stimulus plan, or they might delay it again. I hope not, but you know, anything can happen. So take this document with a grain of salt, of course. Don't look at this thing that the Times published and said, okay, this is what it's going to be, right? Now, I'll put a link to this document in the description below if you want to check it out yourself. But just rattling off some items here. $20 billion direct payments to farmers, $25 billion for COVID-19 testing, $26 billion for vaccine research, distribution, and use. There's that $105 billion for school reopenings and education. And then down here, we see a section for stimulus payments. The document says, and I quote, "These will be included, but the amount of the payment and eligibility criteria are TBA. So, despite what Mnuchin said a couple days ago, where he said, and I quote, "We're talking about the same provision as last time, so our proposal is the exact same proposal as last time," this document obtained by the New York Times says that stimulus payments will be included, but the amount and eligibility is still to be announced. Now, maybe Mnuchin has more up-to-date information on the stimulus checks that's more updated than this document that the Times obtained, but I don't know. Mnuchin has been wrong before. So things are still up in the air, and we really don't know what the Republicans will propose until they propose, right? We really can speculate at this point, but we're not going to know until we actually see their draft legislation. Then, moving on, according to this document, in the unemployment section it says there will be some type of extension of the enhanced benefit, but likely not $600 a week. There will be a transition period during which there will be a flat amount of extra UI per week. After that, there will be a new policy that better aligns with an individual's lost income, possibly by multiplying a person's state benefit, but will cap out at 100% of income. Okay, so at least according to this document, it looks like the proposal would be a flat payment to everybody on unemployment that would be the same for everybody, at least initially, and not the full $600 a week, probably something less like that, let's say maybe $200 a week or something like that. Then, and I think maybe they're thinking about having this delay here to accommodate archaic state unemployment system technology, then they're saying that they will try to make the enhanced federally funded unemployment more targeted on an individual by individual basis to their salary before, to their wages before they were laid off. not exceeding 100% of their wages, of course. We'll see if the states can pull this off. I don't know. I know Democrats are going to push back on this, but we'll see what happens. For PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, this document says streamlined forgiveness for loans under $150,000 will be proposed by the Republicans, and an easier forgiveness process of loans between $150,000 and $1 million. They're also proposing a second round of PPP for businesses under 300 workers who have lost at least 50% revenue due to the pandemic and the resulting economic crisis. For health care, this document says the Republicans will propose no Medicare Part B increase in 2021. As far as tax considerations go, the document says that Republicans will be looking at beefing up hiring retention tax credits, implementing business tax deductions for PPE and other COVID-19 related expenses, and increasing the meals and entertainment deduction from 50% to 100%. Then there is, of course, the liability protection that Mitch has talked about so much. And then under state and local government assistance, it says, and Democrats are going to hate this, no additional money for state and local governments. But then right after that, parentheses, and this is the words of the document itself, not mine, certainly expect to get some added in negotiations with the Dems. Referring, of course, to the fact that Democrats will negotiate them upwards on probably everything in this bill, but especially the state and local funding. Then on the last page, the document talks about how although Republicans aren't proposing, at least initially, new money for state and local governments, they have proposed to make it easier for state and local governments to spend the money allocated to them in the original CARES Act. And then here at the end, the last bit, it says, the Trust Act, which creates bipartisan committees for examining the health of Social Security, Medicare, and highway trust funds, is included. So this Trust Act, the brainchild of Mitt Romney, it's been vilified in the media as something that will kill Social Security. I will be releasing a video specifically about the Trust Act next week. I'm going to call it something like, you know, are Republicans really trying to kill Social Security with the Trust Act, or something like that. But actually, the bill is bipartisan, actually. Anyway, make sure you subscribe to the channel. Subscribe below so you don't miss that video on Romney's Trust Act that Republicans want to include in the next stimulus bill, as well as you don't miss any other stimulus updates. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for watching this video. Thank you so much for subscribing, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye.